The Market Square by Miss Reed, read by June Barry. Part 1. Chapter 1. A June Morning. It had been raining in Caxley, but now the sun was out again. A sharp summer shower had sent the shoppers into doorways, and many of the storeholders, too, from the market square, had sought more shelter than their flimsy awnings could provide. Only fat Mrs. Petty remained by her fish stall, red-faced and beaming, through the veils of rain that poured from the covers, above the herring and hake, the mussels and mullet. She roared a few rude and derisory remarks to her more prudent neighbours, sheltering across the road, but the rain made such a drumming on the canvas, such a gurgling in the gutters, that it was impossible to hear a word. It spun on the stones of the market square like a million silver coins. Office windows were slammed shut. Shopkeepers braved the downpour to snatch in the wares they'd been displaying on the pavement, and even the pigeons took cover. It ended as suddenly as it had begun, and people emerged again into the glistening streets. The pigeons flew down from the plinths of the Corn Exchange and strutted through the shining puddles, their coral feet splashing up tiny rainbows as iridescent as their own opal necks. There was a fresh sweetness in the air, and Bender North, struggling out of his ironmongery shop with a pile of doormats in his arms, took a great thankful breath. "Ah!" he sighed, dropping his burden on the pavement from which he had so recently rescued it. He kicked the mats deftly into a neat pile, and, hands on hips, breathed in again, deeply. He was a hefty, barrel-shaped man, and had been feeling the heat badly these last few days.